Letter 13 to Castorina, his maternal aunt, by St. Jerome. The apostle and evangelist John rightly says in his first epistle that whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. For since murder often springs from hate, the hater, even though he has not yet slain his victim, is at heart a murderer. Why, you ask, do I begin in this style? Simply that you and I may both lay aside past ill-feeling and cleanse our hearts to be a habitation for God. Be angry, David says, and sin not. Or, as the apostle more fully expresses it, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. What then shall we do in the day of judgment, upon whose wrath the sun has gone down, not one day, but many years? The Lord says in the gospel, if thou bringest your gift to the altar, and there rememberest that your brother has anything against you, leave there your gift before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Woe to me, wretch that I am. Woe, I had almost said, to you also. This long time past, we have either offered no gift at the altar, or have offered it while cherishing anger without a cause. How have we been able, in our daily prayers, to say, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, while our feelings have been at variance with our words, and our petition inconsistent with our conduct? Therefore, I renew the prayer which I made a year ago in a previous letter, that the Lord's legacy of peace may indeed be ours, and that my desires and your feelings may find favor in his sight. Soon we shall stand before his judgment seat to receive the reward of harmony restored, or pay the penalty for harmony broken. In case you shall prove unwilling, I hope it may not be so, to accept my advances, I, for my part, shall be free. For this letter, when it is read, will ensure my acquittal. End of Letter 13 to Castorina, his maternal aunt, by St. Jerome. The date of the letter is 374 A.D.